The image presents a diagram of the olfactory system, which is the sensory system responsible for the sense of smell. At the base of the diagram, we see the mucosa, which lines the nasal cavity. This mucosa contains olfactory receptor cells, which are neurons equipped with olfactory cilia. These cilia extend into the mucosal surface and are the sites where odorant molecules, carried by the air, bind and initiate the sense of smell. Above the olfactory receptor cells are supporting cells, which provide structural and metabolic support to the olfactory receptor neurons. Among these supporting structures are Bowman's glands, which secrete mucus onto the surface of the olfactory epithelium. This mucus is crucial, as it traps and dissolves odorant molecules, allowing them to bind to the receptors on the cilia. The olfactory receptor cells are connected to the olfactory bulb in the brain via long projections called axons, which pass through the cribriform plate of the ethmoid bone. Inside the olfactory bulb, these axons make contact with structures known as glomeruli, where they synapse with the dendrites of mitral cells. Mitral cells then process the olfactory information and send signals deeper into the brain to areas responsible for identifying, discriminating, and responding to odors. The image's inset shows an enlarged view of the olfactory bulb, detailing the olfactory receptor cells' axons reaching the glomeruli and the connection to the mitral cell, which extends its processes throughout the olfactory bulb, indicating the pathway of olfactory signal transduction from the periphery to the central nervous system. Basal cells are also indicated at the base of the olfactory epithelium. These are stem cells that give rise to new olfactory receptor cells, highlighting the regenerative capacity of the olfactory system. The diagram's design simplifies the complex structure and function of the olfactory system, showing the direct pathway from the detection of odorant molecules to the initial processing in the brain.